Talking today with Tyler Norvell of the Oklahoma Youth Expo. And Tyler, it is show season, most certainly. You've got young people, of course, from all across the state showing their animals, their goats and their barrows and their lambs, their cattle, and getting ready to head to Oklahoma City in mid-March for the OYE.
Yeah, the road to the OYE has definitely begun here in Oklahoma. It's fun to go out and see the young people getting geared up for show season, as you mentioned, with local and county shows, trying to qualify, whether it be for showmanship. You know, we have qualifications for showmanship, but we're open to all the young people that have a project to come to the OYE. So we're really excited. We were right on par from previous years with animals nominated at nearly 18,000, over 18,000 animals. So it's just great to see the number of young people involved in the program.
Tyler, with the drought and some of the economic worries that a lot of our folks in rural Oklahoma have had, have you seen any backing up regarding nominations to the OYE this year?
Actually, we have not, and we've kind of expected it, but it hasn't happened, and that just goes to show what the program means to the families and the folks from rural Oklahoma, the things that the kids develop from it. I had a father told me the other day it didn't matter to him if it cost him $15,000 a year and they didn't get anything back. He was doing the program because it kept his kids out in front of the TV or the PlayStation and sitting in the house. It wasn't about what they got back financially. Maybe it's about what they got out of it from a moral and character standpoint.
Let's talk just a bit about this year's show, the Oklahoma Youth Expo, starting on the 16th of March. I know that the schedule's being flip-flopped a little bit here in 2013.
Yeah, we changed the schedule, one, to get it back on spring break. A lot of school administrators had concerns about kids being gone for the full week, so we got it back on spring break. And the other thing is we flip-flopped the breeding and market shows. This year we'll start off with the market shows on March 16th in that area, and then we'll have the premium sale on a Friday night instead of a Monday night. So the premium sale this year is Friday night, March 22nd, and then once the premium sale's over, we will show the breeding animals, in particular the heifers and the gilts, because those are by far our largest breeding shows.
So lots of kids both weekends for this year's OYE.
Absolutely. We're expecting an exhibitor from all 77 counties like we have every year. Working with Oklahoma City Visitors Bureau, we feel like there's about 100,000 people that come through the fairgrounds that week, making us one of the largest single events in Oklahoma City. It's quite overwhelming whenever they show you the figures in your $24.5 million economic impact to Oklahoma City. So we're expecting a huge crowd and a lot of folks.
Tyler, I know you've got a year-round job when it comes to the Oklahoma Youth Expo of trying to get ready for the next year's event. Part of that, obviously, raising money to support these kids, both for the show itself as well as for scholarships.
It's quite humbling to see the resources people put forward to help young people, and that's been very humbling over the last year, how much people care. And we work with the Sirloin Club and the Diamond Hats. The Sirloin Club is a group that's been here for since the 50s that helps the show. We're having the Sirloin Club banquet coming up next week, where all the money raised there, from the chalices sold for the grand animals to just the other fundraising live auction items, all that money goes to the premium sale. The Diamond Hats had their event, that's our women's group, had that last fall. They raised almost $50,000 there, and a big chunk of that will be going in the premium sale. And then we work with other sponsors where they give resources and we select young people. We've already done our academic scholarship interviews where we selected about 38 young people from across the state to win one of those. And then we also have our breeding scholarships we'll award based on how the young people do in the breeding show.
When everything's added up, Tyler, I know once again you're very, very close to that $1 million mark expected for 2013.
Absolutely. We'll be close to $1 million in terms of scholarships given out, which will be a little over $200,000, as well as close to $750,000 to $800,000 in the premium sale. It's just overwhelming, and that's not included the products that we'll give away to kids, whether it be a T-shirt or feed or other things like that, and trailers that will be awarded to the winners of each species. So it's just amazing the amount of things that are presented to these young people this week.
Tyler, we've talked about the 18,000 nominations and the large number of animals that will be ending up in Oklahoma City in mid-March at the OYE, but really it is about the kids. And tell me, you know, what does this really mean to our young people, to our families all across the state of Oklahoma?
This program, Governor Mary Fallon said it best one time. She said, programs like the OYE, 4-H, and FFA are an investment in human capital. It's an investment in young people. It's amazing to me the sponsors we have here in Oklahoma City, like the McDonald's, the Devons, the Chesapeakes, that maybe aren't directly in the agriculture field. They say, we want to hire folks that come out of your program, meaning 4-H, FFA, and OYE, because they have work ethic, they have character, They're fiscally responsible, and that's the things that this program does. And if you look, a lot of the young people that go through this program stay home to go to college, and they come back here and they work here, and they have the good jobs, whether it be somebody that has a blue-collar job or a white-collar job. It's the kids, the individuals, companies want to hire, and I think it's huge for our state to continue this program, because if everywhere I travel, as I have the opportunity to go maybe help with other livestock shows or judge other livestock shows in the country, everybody says, we want what you have in Oklahoma, and it's because of programs like the Oklahoma Youth Expo.
Thank you, Tyler, the executive director of the Oklahoma Youth Expo, Tyler Norvell. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.